Well, joining us for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Hello, KB.
Good morning, or good afternoon, in your case.
Yes, still morning, where you are.
Time difference.
and how's the break going?
The break's going very well, despite the constant intermission of emails. We don't do faxes on the boat, so we do emails. I have to print them off. But it keeps you in touch with the world. And sitting here, one of the five TV sets, you can watch BBC World News and comment out. We do it all differently. So it's intellectually stimulating as well as fun discussion. It's very nice how it is. Very pleasant.
We've got quite a bit to discuss this week. Obviously, international break, and we'll come on to that very shortly. But Leeds United, it's been a bit quiet, but of course, this weekend, it's Leeds United against Rotherham with one of your old managers coming up. Now, of course, manager of Rotherham United, Neil Warnock's going to return to Elland Road.
Yes, and let's hope that he has as bad a showing this week as he did when he was running at Leeds United. I must say, he's on the biggest disappointment. And most, the other thing is you do so much research, you've done everything right, and it turns out to be a failure. Well, that was Warnock. Well, he was my failure. Warnock was the obvious of it. But he came, you think about impeccable references, pretty much he won 7 promotions, which was a record. And he either won 6, 7, he won 7, 1-8. And he said all the right things when he came. But the real problem was that he spent too much time playing politics. With the Arabs, going to sell him the Arabs, and did a lot of conversation with him behind my back. With that idiot Patel, who thought of being so clever with his scheming. And of course, it did a great deal of damage to Leeds United. And Warnock now is back with Evans' old club. The new Evans' old club. So it's almost like a house party. But interesting, Warnock has got his old... the same old backroom team with him, the terrible trio. It should be an exciting game, and another one for bragging rights. So we'll have to maybe keep the chance down until, you know, the chance up for the team. It does disturb the players, even though they say they... and to affect them. It does, of course, because the conscience of the pain they're playing in a hostile atmosphere. It should be their fortress. And not helping the club. I see some pompous guy wrote a letter saying it was his right to have his dad started him on his bike 15 miles to game when he was a kid. He had the right with his son now. The chance, and you know, out that he stands. I do feel better for it. But they did describe himself as a retired professional, which of course raises the question, retired professional what? Or something rhyming with what? And doesn't make any difference. Nothing that doesn't take any notice. And all that happened is the club's on hold for the time being. Meanwhile, doing 9-11, but actually, bloody some of the youngsters. We're not going to get relegated. We're not going to get in the playoffs. It'd be nice if you bloody the youngsters and gave them more experience for next year. And then the fans come and start cheering on the kids and giving them the kind of encouragement that they need as they're starting what you hope to be the very successful career. And of course, talking about successful careers, well done to Danny Rose and Milt Milner, captaining the team, English team. Well done. And hope we have many of them. Sam Bowen next. Shouldn't have sold him, but we did. But there you are.
Actually, I wanted to move on, KB, to the international break because it's been interesting for England. They've blooded a lot of youngsters over the last couple of games. They had a great win against Germany, coming from two goals down, and then lost against the Netherlands at Wembley. But I suppose quite a few people are looking at Wayne Rooney, who's been out, obviously injured, ahead of Euro 2016. Whether you think that Wayne Rooney will be back in the England's team setup, and he's saying himself that he probably can't take his place for granted.
Well, I don't think anybody should take the place for granted. Once you do that, you're on the way up. You're on the way down, you're on the way out. But I think Wayne's been a bit unlucky with his injuries, and I think because of United's in different form, he'd probably push himself or been pushed come back too early. That sometimes happens when a club's under a bit of pressure. But I think part of the problem with Wayne this season, and last season for that matter, is I think he'd been played out of position. He'd been played up front as a lone striker in quite a few games, and that's not really the best position. Rooney's best position is head of the midfield, form behind the front two, so he can make his breaks. He's got a brilliant shot. He can score from long distance. His passes are first class, great defensibility. And I think that's where he should be played. And left to play in that position. So that, you know, he's quite right. I think he's the right frame of mind to say that he can't take his place for granted. I think he shows a tremendous attitude, and I wish him well. And of course, we're wishing him well.
It's been an interesting week, really, in world football, and a very sad week. It was quite apt that we had the Netherlands playing at Wembley because, of course, the footballing legend Johan Cruyff dying last week from lung cancer, KB. Have you had any dealings with Johan Cruyff yourself over your time in football?
No, I didn't have any dealings with him, but of course I was very admired watching him play, and he was a thorough gentleman. And if you think about it, these days, so many international players have question marks against them as to their private life or their behaviour and this and that and the other. And Cruyff was just a thorough gentleman, good at his game, he got on with it. He didn't spit at anybody, he didn't foul anybody, he didn't try to get people sent off. The days when football was a better game. And he was a joy to watch. As my wife is just interrupted, and she's not supposed to talk when I'm being live on air. must be the CEO, maybe. It's cheeky. But no, we lost him, but unfortunately, happened to all of us sooner or later. But he, in this football, and the way I look at it, is that he's not a loss. What he is, he's a gain, because the world's a better place for him passing through. An example to everybody.
KB, unless there's anything you want to add this week, we will bid you a fond farewell and enjoy the rest of your travels.
Thank you. And I would comment once again on fans, get behind the club. And don't take any notice of these silly people, silly minority. Think they're being so clever. And of course, anonymous bullies and cowards. And they don't get the club reputation any good. It doesn't do any good at all. It doesn't do the club any good. It doesn't help invite, encourage people to put money in the club. But get them out of their silly way. After when 2 months time, the season will be over. And then perhaps they'll go back to normality. Maybe even get some common sense in their brains in the World Cup. We start playing for next season to get in the premiership. Meanwhile, hope everyone had a good Easter. They can start batting for a good Whitsun. Enjoy, get behind your club, and get behind your players.
KB, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll catch up with you at the same time next week.
Thanks very much. On that